Rusty Quill presents.
Special thanks to Matt. May you dance the night away because your dance is too unbearable for the night to be around.
Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma.
On the horizon, but we do not stand in fear. A war is marching forward, oh, so near, but we stand so firm, Stella Firma firm, and we will all David, when I walk into a room and start singing, I expect you to be there, wide-eyed. David!
Oh, sorry, Trexel. Oh, sorry, I didn't hear you come in.
I don't think that's physically possible.
Okay, David, I've got a couple of questions. You've just emerged through a door in the wall. I think I hear light jazz. You're in a fluffy bathrobe, and I'm pretty sure that's a bubble pipe. What is going on?
Oh, that's the executive clone suite.
That's funny. I might be going mad here. I think you just said executive clone suite.
Yes.
David, I don't believe there's any such thing as an executive clone suite. An executive suite, sure, but the day that Stella Firma starts making executive suites for clones is the day that Stella Firma has been engulfed in a quantum field of, oh no, we've died.
Well, I mean, it's in here.
Yes.
And this isn't where the executives live. They have their own executive suites, which you were just referring to. And I also got this by pressing a button on the panel that just said clone. I thought it was maybe going to make another clone pop out, but I was quite lonely, so I thought, that's okay. So I pressed the button that says clone, and that door popped open.
David, you're fundamentally changing my understanding of the world that I live in. Are you telling me that there is a special class of war clone that they keep in a lovely apartment next to the war room?
Think of it as a really swanky toolbox.
All I'm going to say is that I pressed the button that said clone, and then that door opened and I walked in and it said, hello, clone. I didn't even have a name, so that kind of still tracked. Maybe, you know, realise it probably wasn't a trick, it was some sort of actual thing. But then, it's quite nice.
It's nicer than mine, David. There's a jacuzzi tub, a quadruple emperor bed. Is that a chandelier made out entirely of wine glasses? This is so much nicer than anywhere I've ever stayed. David, we're swapping houses. I live here now. You live in wherever my house is, which I have forgotten the location of, and I think was on fire last time I saw it.
Trexel, I wouldn't try and walk in there. That does say it's a clone area only.
I don't take orders from...
What a shocking turn of events. Bit of fun?
Bit of electrical force field there, isn't there?
Yeah, it is. That's kind of... It's definitely just for clones.
I think, well, hang on. I have had a thought.
No,
maybe.
No.
Okay. Electrocute me once. Shame on you. Electrocute me twice. Shame on you. But let's have a good... Electrocute me thrice. Electrocute me fourth. Electrocute me fourth. Put me in water and I'll point north.
No, Trexel, please.
Electrocute me fifth. Oh no, my head's a quiver.
No, you... Okay, no. Hold up. I'm stopping you.
Don't stop him now. He was just beginning to crisp up nicely.
Look, get back here. You're going to start enjoying it and then you're never going to leave and I'm not going to be able to have my bath.
I'm a little goose. Would you like some candied ham?
Just sit down.
Okay, well, this has been a tricky couple of minutes, David. Clones are sometimes treated better than me, and there's an electrical force field that makes me feel tingly in both a bad way and in a good way. Yes.
I'm just going to press the button to make the brief appear, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay, and I'm just going to read this out so we can have a think. Then I'll get something. Right, okay, so this is from Glorita, copyright lawyer. And she is snitching on the disco ballers.
Oh, I don't know the disco ballers. Do tell.
Well, apparently they've been menacing every company engaged in spherical constructions since they're trying to copyright spheres.
Oh, they're copyright griefers, David. I might not know the disco ballers, but I know their type. Hey, I've got a copyright on cubes. All those sugar cubes are mine now. Yum, yum, yum. Oh, no, I've got a copyright on rain. If it rains, you owe me credits. They're yobbos, David. They're legal yobbos.
Yobbos, right.
Yobbos.
Well, they're yobbos whose main strength is that the main hive of tiny disco balls dazzle and distract their victims before the massive disco queen shrieks and permanently blinds everybody in range.
Ah, the flash bee model. Have you ever encountered a flash bee?
No.
A terrifying experiment gone wrong. We had cameras and we had bees and we were like, wouldn't it be nice not to have to hold up a camera and go, oh, I've clickety-clacked the clickety-clack. What if you maybe crossbred cameras and bees and then release millions of them into the atmosphere and then just take happy little snaps all the time? Turns out, didn't change the temperament of the bees. They were very cross and they blinded millions of people with their flashy bums. It was a great success, if by success you mean they've died.
It is a narrow definition. But a very useful one.
Right. The greatest weakness of these flashy bum disco people is that they can't deal with emotional vulnerability.
But who can, David? I know I can't, and if you expose me to emotional vulnerability, I will snap off your face with a hand that I've found.
Well, you'll try.
But I'll do it emotionally, so you can't use your physical strength.
No.
I'll be like, hey, David, that shirt... It's a bit last season. Oh,
we kaboom. No, it's all right, Trex. We've had you exposed to emotional vulnerability before, and usually there's a little beeper that says, you know, consultant spiralling.
Is that what that's about?
Yes.
I always assumed it meant that some food was cooked somewhere.
Wait, no, how? How would consultant spiralling mean
yes.
Somebody has cooked some food somewhere?
Because you sultant things. Salt is a way of cooking things. It's sort of like you cover it in salt and you toss it in the air and you just laugh with your friends.
So what is a...
And
what,
con...
What is a con?
Is a con artist that you've killed and chopped up. So if you've got a chopped up con artist and you've tossed them in the air with some salt whilst laughing at your friends, they're consulted.
Okay.
And it's spiralling because you put it through a spiralizer because that's all the rage.
So you're thinking this is a spiralized con artist...
Yes.
...who has been... Stir-fried with salt.
I don't know how I could be any clearer, David. And I just assumed every time that went off, it was like, hey, if you're interested, got some of that stuff. Yum, yum, yum.
Just a general Stella Firma-wide announcement that they might have some food.
Exactly, David. It's like, beep, beep, beep. Hello, everybody in Stella Firma. I know all of the food is slurry, and it always has been and it always will be. But guess what? We've just spiralized a con artist in salt. So, dig in.
Right.
I mean, with Occam's razor and all that, that's what I thought it meant.
It is surprising how many people have bled to death due to misuse of Occam's razor.
Okay, yeah, no, fine. And just like you, the disco baller's greatest weakness is exposure to emotional vulnerability.
Well, David, when you're dealing with legal matters, sure, we could go to the legalese, although I seem to remember they've all been killed by the legal bees. Come to think of it, we do a lot of experiments with bees here at Stella Firma, and it always ends in death. I wonder if we could make some sort of death-preventing bee to solve this problem.
Hang on a minute. The legal bees, and the bum bees, and the disco ballers...
Yes?
...who are bringing legal proceedings.
Do you think it's linked, David? Do you think it's all part of a matrix of lies and deceit?
What happened to the legal bees once they killed the legalese?
Are you saying, David, that after they defeated their only enemy, the legalese, they looked around and thought, hey, let's form... a guerrilla group called the Disco Ballers, because guess what? We've also got shiny light bums.
Yeah, or they allied with the Bumbies.
Oh, and they were like, hey, you've got the weaponry, we've got the know-how, let's copyright grief Stella Firma out of existence. It's the perfect plan, David, I can't believe we didn't see it before, simply because it's truly idiotic.
I mean, that's a bit rude to them. I mean, they seem to be doing quite well, given that they've come to our attention.
Quite well, David. They're about to get slammed. By the newspaper of Stella Firma's might.
Yeah, you know? Actually,
You come at the king, you better not be a bee of some kind, because we'll get you with the newspaper.
Yeah, I did get a bit distracted by the bee conspiracy, but I did want to ask...
Bee-spiracy, David, please. If we're going to talk about it, let's talk properly. It's a bee-spiracy.
Can bees and spiralling?
No, that's not for you. That is for me. Warning, condescent spiralling.
Look, the thing is...
Yes?
In business warfare...
Sure.
We are directly planning the murders of people.
What else would war be? War is just murder on a massive scale, and that's why I love it. Just so economical.
Okay, like, I know that some of our suggestions and your planet designs have definitely resulted in people... I mean, we did literally recommend that Bathin grease the hinges of his planet with the blood of people.
Blood of people, yes. But, and if by some you mean all, then also, yes, correct. Yeah. David, what's your point?
I just feel like directly planning somebody's murder on purpose is a bit, evil?
Evil, evil, evil. Not sure I'm with you there, David. Evil. Evil how?
Well, I mean, you're saying, hello, this is an alive person.
Yes. And I'm hello, alive person.
And I'm going to make them dead. Because Stella Thermal wants them dead.
Sure, and that's different from just designing things so aggressively, negligently that they die anyway is different because I'm just struggling to see the difference here, David.
There's a difference in intent. You know,
are we camping now? Are we camping? Are we camping in this moral quandary? Oh, don't worry, I brought a gas stove so we can drink tea in our moral quandary camp. Oh, the camp of quandaries here. Don't you have a beer with me because I've killed you before we started camp of quandary war. Yeah. What? You never heard a quandary camp song before? You should sing one. Sing a quandary camp. You've entered the mire of quandary, and you've camped out because it's getting dark and you're worried about the moral bears that roam at night. And we all sit around the moral campfire, burning books on moral philosophy, and you start to sing this.
There's a moral quandary coming over the yonder hill. It's making me wonder if what I'm doing is right anymore.
And then I push it in the face because right is right and I'm so great. Drexel Geissman's going to war. Dum-da-lum. Pick up your rifle. Do not stifle my cheering voice of joy. Because I do what the state wants me to without questioning it. Because why not? It's easier this way. Bum-ba-dum. Go the guns. Ha-ha-ha. Go there. Mums, cause they've died, yes, they've died, yes, they've died. Total war, total war. Oh, for lovely, lovely, total, total war. Burn the book.
I see you couldn't let them be the centre of attention for even a moment there.
And you sing that around your campfire?
Incredibly loudly, the enemy always finds me.
Okay. Right, I can... Fine, you've convinced me, Trexel.
Thank goodness, I could barely bring myself to do another song. It's so exhausting singing about war.
Oh, you must be tired all the time.
I'm so tired.
Right, let's just get on with this brief, where
yes.
We're definitely going to plan to murder a bunch of, I guess, bees.
I guess bees. In fact, you don't have to guess. I know bees. Bees, I know them. I love them. I hate them. I've got a mixed emotion for bees. So if we are going to... The thing about bees, David, is when you swat one, there's 1,000 more.
Okay.
You swat 1,000, that's just one hive. There's a load of hives. You got to get them all in one with fire. So we need to find where they live and burn it down. What if it's out in space and there's no oxygen? We bring a tank of oxygen. We explode the oxygen and then burn that.
Okay, well...
There's always a chance to burn things.
Look, it says that there is a main hive of tiny disco balls.
Yes.
And then there's a big disco queen who blinds people with her bum.
Funk. We kill them with funk. What is disco's enemy? It's the sweet, bassy sound of funk. Disco's, disco's dead.
Yes, so we avoid the disco inferno and we instead encourage disco to be dead.
Sure, because disco infernos, that just encourages them. They like them. I've heard a song about it. They love a disco inferno. They'd be like, keep bringing the fire.
Right.
Keep bringing the oxygen. Make that fire triangle and we're going to disco dance around it. Funk, on the other hand, it's the funk antithesis.
Okay, so it's like a negative waveform and it'll cancel out the disco just to create silence.
It's like noise-cancelling headphones, except for disco. It takes the... all the things that disco isn't and broadcasts them into it, thus creating a null signal. And then the bees fall silent in space, their bums no longer bright, their legal challenges unfiled, for the funk has destroyed them. We have become funk, killer of disco.
Hail the funk.
Okay. All right, so what you're saying is...
And we've got a big set of platform shoes and some cool glasses.
Yeah, and maybe, like, you know, a bunch of people with sort of leg warmers can turn up with, like, big boom boxes, just stick on the funk and just, you know, play it at them. And maybe, because their weakness is emotional vulnerability, maybe just confess their love. Ask them to take them back, maybe. You know, whatever they said and whatever they did, they didn't mean it.
We didn't mean it! How about this? Sad funk. A new genre of music. All of the upbeat tempo of funk but with the lyrics of loss and sorrow. A bonk a dum bow bow, dooga dooga bonk a dum bow bow, dooga dooga. I didn't hug my kids now, they don't talk to me. If I'd only opened up, then maybe I'd have a relationship with the people that I love. But now it's too late. Now the song is done.
Both groovy and harrowing.
No one can stand up to that.
Okay, well, let's just record that. We'll send it over.
Yes.
Pretend to put it all in boomboxes. We'll get the entire Stella Firma legal team, because they'll be challenging this, into pop socks and leg warmers.
Yep.
Give them all a beatbox with that recorded on it.
Yes.
Surround the hive, play it at high volume, and ask them to take them back.
Because we didn't mean it.
We didn't mean it.
We just want you dead for good.
No, okay, but I don't... We want this problem neutralised, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So I think by opening up to the Disco Ballers, leveraging their emotional vulnerability...
Yes.
Although manipulative isn't murder.
Murder of the soul, perhaps? Murder of the emotions.
No, I think...
Like a thief in the night with a dagger of emotions. I love you, Stan.
Well, no, I think if they're so vulnerable to their emotions, they really need to work through some stuff and maybe just find somebody to talk to. You know, maybe.
Oh, and we say, here's the number for a great therapist. The therapist is an assassin. Stan!
No!
Ah!
No, what if the therapist was just a therapist?
Oh, okay, but the therapist is in league with a group of assassins. Stab!
What, ah! No, what if the therapist was in league with a sort of another group, a larger group of therapists, who all, like, mutually shared information in order to become better at what they did?
Ah, yes, and then an organisation is called Stab, ah, which is the Society to... Ah! Boy, you're dead!
No. What if it was the Society of Therapists about... beautifying the soul.
Okay, David, that's great, but at what point do people get stabbed? I just really feel that there needs to be a point where a knife just really gets involved.
Oh, no, sure, like, no, we are orally, and that's with A-U, not O, it's through the ears, not the mouth.
No, nobody's eating anything.
No. So we're orally stabbing them with sad funk in order to open up their emotional vulnerability so they can talk to the people they need to. And just stop this silly game of trying to copyright spheres, because Stella Firma or not, that means they're going to be trying to sue everybody who lives on a planet and loads of people who make marbles.
Yeah. I mean, David, it ticks all the boxes, it stops the problem, it deals with the brief, but somehow empty in a way that I can't define, except I will define it. Nobody's dead at the end. What's the point of being in business warfare if you just business negotiate all the time? Where's the shooty bangs, David? I need the shooty bangs.
He does get awfully restless without his shooty bangs.
Okay, what if we accompanied the boomboxes with a bunch of galactic fireworks, which spell out, we're sorry, talk to Terry.
Talk to Terry?
Brackets, Terry is the therapist that I've found, and he really helped me. Close brackets. Full stop. So maybe you should too? ?
Firework aside, Terry's got a knife. I like it, David. The triple bluff. Again, you're like, oh, no, we're not going to kill you. Oh, no, we're not going to kill you. Look at those fireworks. Talk to Terry. Terry's going to get you. Kapow! They'll never see it coming. And we'll never see it coming because that's so complicated to plan, I'm pretty sure it'll get messed up at stage 3. But that's not my problem, David.
Nope.
That's the problem of whoever has to deal with this. So submit that brief. That's a great brief.
Yeah, it's Axorex's problem. Great. Okay, so she can deal with this and, fine. Wait, I've placed it in the table. Just prepare yourself. I'm going to press the button.
Okay, I'm just going to hold on to something.
Okay.
Oh, that makes you fizzy, doesn't it? Look at that.
That just really puts the fear of death in you.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Imagine if you fell in there. I wonder if it's like one of those, you know, when you've got a sink and you want to dispose of, like, bone chunks down it, and you get one of those grinders so you can dispose of bone chunks down your sink. You know that? It's like that, but in a table.
I mean, maybe. I don't know what it would do to the brief, and that should be red unless it's sort of digested somehow by Imogen.
Could be digested, and then Imogen pats her digital thumb and thinks, tasty info. Send. Could be. So, David, I do want to come back, however, to the fact that I really need that room. So I need you to deactivate whatever electrical force field is here so I can get into that jacuzzi tub, because that bad boy looks comfy. Are there any scented candles? Can the scent be gin?
So, first of all, yes. Second of all, no, it's lavender.
Ugh.
And thirdly, no, I don't think I can do anything about that. But I have found this button called Trexel, which I'm just going to press right now. That is my favourite button so far.
Stella Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Katie Seaton with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Imogen was played by Imogen Harris. David Seven was played by Ben Meredith. Trexel Geisman was played by Tim Meredith. Editing was by Michelle Snow and Maddie Searle, with music by Samuel D.F. Jones and artwork by Annika Khan. Mastering by Jeffrey Niels Gardner. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Discord server, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, join our Reddit community on r/RustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. May the board preserve and keep you.